The S&D Podcast Channel, the perfect channel for any style of podcast. We have all different pop culture style podcasts for all of your listening needs. If you would like to start a podcast, you can reach us at sndpodcast@gmail.com. We are always looking for new podcasts to add to our channel, and the topic could be anything you want. So contact us now. Episode 384. And all right, we're going to start off with the craziest moment of the week between our last show and the fact that the New York Islanders hired Patrick Waugh to be the head coach of their hockey team. I would like to know what ass Lou pulled that out of. That's my biggest question.
From what it seems.
Okay, I'm going to tell you the best rumor. Zach Parise called him and said, hey, I want to play, but 99-year-old Ken Dahl, Mr. All I wanted to do is be paid in hair product, can't be the coach anymore.
I don't know about that. I think. So here's a couple things. They clearly needed to change. I don't think that's even up for debate.
Well, we knew that before the road trip. They just figured, why hire a new coach for a road trip, you know, instead of pulling a Met and letting him coach a game on the road trip and then firing him.
Patrick Waugh was a sought-after coach leading into the season. He won a championship in junior last year. Mm-hmm. But the reason he left Colorado in the first place is because he didn't like the direction of the team and he wanted a say in player transactions.
Correct. He wants to be part of the decision making when it comes to putting the team on ice.
It's the old Bill Parcells, if I'm going to make dinner, you got to let me buy the groceries, right?
And it was the same thing. And the reason why he left was because they said, no, we're in charge. We're doing this our way.
Well,
Joe Sakic was basically like, no, I was brought here to run the team. You're here to coach the team.
Bye. Now, there are a lot of GMs in the league who have a as good or better track record than Lou, but I don't think anybody has more respect than Lou.
They said it on TSN that there is zero general managers in the league that is respected more than Lou Lamoriello.
Correct. And
now, again, you can make the argument that the salary cap era ruined his life. 100%. He doesn't know how to run a team without it. But then again, if you actually look back to those Devil teams, they never really paid anybody in New Jersey. So it's not like he ever had money to play with. It's not like he ever had a cap to play with. He never even used money.
No, it's just he did shit. He did whatever he wanted. The thing, and this has been the way it has been for a while, he's in an elite, what you would call president of hockey. I wouldn't call him president of hockey operations. President of a team. You know, Sandy Alderson, essentially, for the Mets right now. If he's the one setting your organizational standard, fucking great. But he shouldn't really be making hockey decisions right now. He unfortunately is. It is what it is. But Patrick Waugh is not going to fuck with him. He's just not. Patrick Waugh is a crazy person, but he's not going to fuck with him. So if anybody was going to get him a job back, this is the perfect fit. The other thing, which I was listening to 32 Thoughts with Elliot Friedman, Jeff Merrick. Great podcast, if you get a chance to listen to it. There has been
shout some out, no research. Free
what?
Shout out, no free shout outs.
Shout out, no free shout outs. There has been some research apparently by him. They were like unsure of this report. They're like, this isn't concrete, but they're pretty sure Lou and his people have done research that say a coach in his second team is where he has the most success. Because he has learned from his first experience, but he isn't as jaded as he would be in a third team or a fourth team. Okay. So all of those factors lead up to the obviously hiring of him, and the last thing, a scout from a junior hockey said, again, another podcast I was listening to, the scout said, when you're scouting his players, you have to factor in that all of his players look 10% better than they actually are when you're looking to draft them. Does that convert from young players to veteran players? We don't know. But all the early signs are pointing to good things.
Let me see if I can find the quote. Barzal, quote from Barzal.
Oh my God. He fucking hated Lane Lambert.
We know that. But anyway, to be quite honest with you, there's a lot of new concepts. There's a lot of habits that we have to break. Just being blunt, a lot of laziness has crept in over the last little while. So he's, Patrick Wilde, of course, here for that, which is perfect for us. That was a shot. Whether you want to believe it's a shot or it's not a shot, that's a shot at, hey, Lane, you suck.
That may not be the full quote. I'm giving the benefit of the doubt. Most of the time when players say something like that, they go, you know, no offense to Lane or whatever, no offense to the last guy, whatever. He might have said that before that quote,
right,
and it just wasn't printed. But it doesn't sound like he was having too good of a time with the last coach.
Listen, they already said, like, his first day on the job, right? So he was hired Sunday. No, Saturday.
Saturday afternoon.
Yeah. Saturday afternoon. Because I was working, I came home from work, I ate lunch, and I woke up to 35 text messages from Brian and 4 missed phone calls because I was sleeping from like 1 o'clock to 5 o'clock at night, and I had no idea what was going on. And I was going to say,
you
wrong.
Texted me at...
I waited. I knew you had bigger things to deal with that night.
What was I doing?
Your team played Saturday night.
Oh, you were waiting. Okay. I was gonna say,
I was being respectful.
Why did he text
Saturday
me at 11:30 at night about? I was like, where have you been for the last 12 hours?
I was trying to be more respectful, and then you guys would lose it, and then they threw the pick, and it was kind of like, but we'll get into that later. We'll go into that later. We don't want to talk about that right now. We'll talk about that later. So they didn't work out Sunday. Apparently Sunday was a day of come in, meet the coach, and have conversations. And only a couple guys did, apparently. Which was fine.
They played
now,
didn't they?
And also the press conference, they practiced Monday. No, they played Sunday. So Sunday was practice.
Right.
So
Saturday might have been that.
Saturday was...
Because it was like Saturday morning he got hired.
Saturday, like noonish.
Yeah, right.
Like Saturday noon. My problem was Saturday night, his... They asked him if he watched any of the games, and he said he caught a bunch of games for the team, which ideally makes you think the phone call came a couple weeks ago. Had to have come...
Oh, yeah.
...recently. Maybe even been before the trip. And he brought up the Toronto game, but not the one... from like 2 weeks ago, the one from like a month ago, where it was like Mayfield's like second game back or whatever, okay, and Barzal got hit, and Mayfield stepped up and started fighting the guy. And he goes, that's what I want to see. I want to see guys. So he basically gave Mayfield credit, and now Mayfield's like a minus 12 since Patrick Waugh's been hired, and I'm pretty sure he finally figured out, crap, this guy's not that good. I need to retract that statement. But anywho, besides that, right? So Sunday they're skating, and like if you look at the videos of them at practice, they're basically bag skating. They're all in. And I'm like, you guys have a game. What are we doing?
Yeah.
Come in, have a conversation with them, do a couple laps, go sleep, go take a nap. You guys have a game tonight against one of the best teams in the Western Conference. And you know what the crazy thing about it is? They looked better in 3 periods against Dallas, I thought, than they did in the last month.
Oh, yeah. The last 2 games, they have looked better than they have in a while.
And it's crazy to think. Now, my biggest problem with this team, and hopefully he can figure out how to fix this, is as great as we used to be on the second night of our back-to-backs, right? Why are we so bad against teams that play the night before us?
Last night, they outplayed the Knights for the most part. It's just they made a couple stupid mistakes, and the Knights are a really good team.
And I'm going to say this also about this hire. So before they went on the road trip, I forgot, my dad and I were talking to somebody, and we're talking about Lane's got to go, blah, blah, blah. It's maybe time for a voice change. You know, they're winning, but still, like, that was, like, right after they got destroyed by Vancouver. It was during the Toronto game. So the Toronto game, they won.
Right.
But still, they had to come back to win that game, win in overtime, whole nine yards. Mm-hmm. Still, the conversations were all across the arena for a month and a half that Lane had to go, or even longer.
We've been saying this since the season started.
Right. Basically, during the offseason, they said they shouldn't even have brought him back. But anyway.
I mean, okay. Before, I don't want to cut you off, but I do. We go back to the second to last game of the season last year. They lost like 4-0 to a Capital team that had no players. They would have missed the playoffs if it wasn't for the Penguins collapsing even more.
Right.
Like, they shouldn't have made the playoffs last year at all.
Right. So we were talking about who could replace him, and I was like, the only name I could think about is Gallant. The guy who, if you want a guy who's going to scream and yell, was Gallant, the guy who coached the Rangers. Yeah, he left a bad taste in the Rangers, and he left Vegas apparently in ugliness, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But again, he brought a team that wasn't supposed to win one game in Las Vegas to the Stanley Cup Finals in their first year, right? If you want an angry guy, who's the angry guy who's available? Gerard Gallant. Never in my world did I think Patrick Waugh was a guy that was available.
No.
I
thought Boudreau was the other name that always came in my head.
I don't see Bruce Boudreau as that same guy anymore.
Well, he's not a yeller, no.
He's not a yeller anymore. He used to be when he was in Washington.
He's more of a vibes guy, you know? He's going to make everybody happy. And
you kind of saw that with Vancouver, too, when he was there for a little bit. He kind of just went with it. And it was interesting that he came out and said about a month ago that the Canucks were like, the reason why he did bad coaching was because the front office controls the coaching in Vancouver, and basically said, yeah, we were running out of centers, so they wanted me to teach Quinn Hughes how to play center.
Yeah, I mean,
the guy has 1,000 points already this season as a defenseman.
Right.
I saw some crazy stat about him recently. It was like offensive players average zone time, offensive zone time with puck control.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, Dobson's not even on this list, surprisingly enough. And then, like, the top of the list, at least. But, like, the top three out of the top four was, like, anywhere from 10 to 15 seconds. He's at, like, 25 seconds a shift of offensive time with the puck on his stick.
Yeah, that's crazy. He's insane.
But, like, he's that good. Where he's the guy you run your power play around.
Yeah.
He's the quarterback of that power play.
Right.
And is fast enough where he can get back.
Sure.
I do like how they have him and
Jack on one team. Are the captains, yes.
On a team. So that's kind of cool. Instead of putting them against each other. I do kind of like that. Luke is not there.
I was going to say Luke's not there. There's somebody else, I think. They have a third person.
There's a... It's a...
Or is it just Michael Bublé?
It's Michael Bublé.
Okay. And then it's McKinnon and...
Justin Bieber, Will Arnett, Michael Bublé, and Tate McRae are announced as the celebrity captains for the game.
Okay.
I know that... Oh, here we go. I got the whole list. So it's Bieber and Matthews.
Oh, right.
Connor and Will Arnett.
Are they doing four teams or are they doing two
teams? Four teams. So it's Team Matthews.
It's still a 3-on-3 tournament.
Yeah, but they're doing the draft. But they're going back to draft and all that.
That makes sense.
So it's Matthews with Morgan Riley as his assistant captain and Justin Bieber.
Oh, and Justin Bieber, sorry.
McDavid, Drysdale as his assistant captain, and Arnett.
Okay.
McKinnon with McCarr as the assistant captain and Tate McRae, the girl. And then co-captains Jack and Quinn Hughes with Bublé.
Bublé, who's a huge Canucks fan.
Right. And Bieber, of course, is Toronto.
He's a huge Leafs fan.
I don't know where Will Arnett goes with Edmonton.
I think Will Arnett's actually a Leafs fan, but I don't I think they just had to, there's not that many celebrity hockey fans, so they had to get him in there.
You mean to tell me we couldn't let Matt Barzal be the captain and have what's her name be his co-captain? Who's the blonde that's always at all the games? You know who I'm talking about. There's celebrity.
I don't know who you're talking about.
You do. You know who we could have had?
Christy Brinkley.
Kevin Connolly.
We could have had Kevin Connolly.
Could have had Ralph.
We could have had, if it's ever in New York, if UBS gets one, which it should at some point, they can do it. Ralph, Connolly.
Woody? Woody Johnson can do it?
No.
Not Woody Johnson. Who was the defensive back? The offensive Damian lineman.
Wood. Damian Woody.
Damian Woody. That's who right. I was thinking.
And Christy Brinkley. She can do one too.
Yeah. Pat Sajak's been at on the hands. They had other people, but yeah. Because I had Noah. Remember, he was on the... He did the Zamboni ride that one time. Because I had Noah Syndergaard be the celebrity.
He doesn't want to be a baseball player.
Well, it's not that he doesn't want to be a baseball player. Nobody wants him to be a baseball player. Does he?
I'm looking at it right now.
If he doesn't, would you sign him right now?
No. He's a free
agent. Even Indian. Oh, sorry. Guardian.
He was a Guardian. He is a free agent. He had a...
What else do we have? What do we have to lose to bring him back for giving him a camp?
He had a 7.16 ERA in LA and a 5.40 ERA in Cleveland.
Okay, so it went down.
It did go down. He also has not went to the bullpen yet, which he needs to start. He needs to try a bullpen.
No, he needs to call Rich Hill and say, how do I throw without throwing a fastball anymore?
He needs to just try pitching out of the bullpen. It's not that hard.
Yeah. When was the last time the Mets had a top of the league bullpen? And don't say the last half of 2015, because that doesn't count. That was a fluke.
2022 was the answer.
Did we?
Edwin Diaz.
Okay, one guy. What about getting to him?
Ottavino was very good in 2022.
Seth Lugo was good in the bullpen, too.
Seth Lugo was great in the bullpen.
I miss Jason Isringhauser.
Now Seth Lugo went to the enemy, even though he wasn't on the 2015 team, so he doesn't really care. But
he got paid by KC, didn't he?
Maybe. I don't know as much as KC is actually going to pay somebody.
$45 million over 3 years. After declining a 4-year deal from San Diego.
If I were him, I would have wanted to get out of San Diego too.
I would want to get if I'm anybody in San Diego, I want to get out of there at this point.
Yeah, I think we're done
taking out bank loans to pay their players.
I think we're done with San Diego.
Speaking of weird places, Utah hockey. Let's go.
Yeah, why?
Why not? I need a Utah Jazz hockey team. I need a purple.
Do we need more?
I need a purple mountain Karl Malone style hockey jersey in my life, is what I need.
But how much more do we have to expand the league, is my question.
I don't think it's as much of an expansion anymore as much as, all right, what cities aren't working. If the league goes in that route, you know.
If you add a Utah team.
What I'm thinking is more of move Arizona.
I would do that. I don't know. Because you want to keep it an even number.
Right. So if you move them to Utah, they stay in the Western Conference.
It stays the same number.
Nothing changes.
I don't know, but didn't they get that new arena? Well, they didn't.
No.
They didn't. Yeah. But Arizona should have moved 14 times already, and they just never have.
The Animaniacs to remind me of. See, it just works out so perfectly. Because literally, they just moved north.
Yeah. I mean, the point I was listening to another podcast. The point isn't was made.
North. It's not that far.
It's not that far. The point was made that, like, there's 32 teams pretty much in every league. I think maybe the NBA has 30. But hockey has 7 Canadian teams. Everybody else only has one or none. So there are 29 American markets that are sustaining teams in other leagues that could get a hockey team, and then you'd have the 7 Canadian teams. So it could sustain more a bit, but I just don't think we need 35 NHL teams, you know?
If you want honesty, I think we do need another Canadian team. And here's why I'm saying that.
I would be okay with that.
Here's why I'm saying.
34 and go 1-1, I'd be okay with that.
Here's why I'm saying we need another Canadian team.
Where do you want to go?
Got Vancouver, Edmonton, Calgary, right?
Yes.
Ottawa, Toronto, Montreal, Winnipeg. So you only have 9. They did a hockey day in Canada last week.
7, isn't it?
Toronto, Ottawa, Montreal, Winnipeg, Edmonton, Calgary, Vancouver. Okay, 7. Sorry.
Yeah. Maybe it's 8. One more.
No, that's it. Because they did Hockey Night in Canada last week. So they had a whole day worth of Canadian teams facing off against each other. Except, like, Montreal played Buffalo.
Okay.
You need to have... If you're doing Hockey Day in Canada, it's like... Hockey Day in America, you want all the American teams playing against each other. You gotta have all Canadian teams playing against each other. It's better for the game in Canada if it's all Canadian matchups.
I don't disagree.
I don't know where. I mean, Quebec is the
Quebec. I don't know if they would allow it. You know, like there's that kind of zoning thing with like teams. In areas, but Toronto can handle another team.
Yeah, but then you get Gordon Bombay to use his lawyer skills to map it out to make sure Adam Banks could be on the team that he needs to be on.
But, you know, there's those things where it's like the teams in the areas have to allow another team to exist. Yeah, I think Quebec would probably, if you want to do Quebec and Utah, you got to put Quebec in the Eastern Conference and Utah in the Western Conference, and you know, that would be fine. I don't hate that idea. I just don't know if we need that many teams.
Question is, where do they go in Canada? Like, where do you put a team?
Like I said, I think you're right about Quebec. I think you bring the Nordiques back is the answer.
Or you go to one of these places that has the minor league. Who's the team that was in the bus crash? They would love to have an NHL team there. They need it.
Humboldt.
I need a Humboldt hockey
news article from June about cities. Salt Lake, right? We just talked about that. Houston is another one they talk about, but that's obviously not in Canada. Bringing the Thrashers back. Yeah, Quebec City is the top. Is the only Canadian name or a second Toronto team. So those are basically the two options. Quebec or a second Toronto team.
Well, there's got to be some place on the Western.
Well, I think, like you mentioned, three of those. It's three West and four East in Canada.
So I'm looking at the WHL. Which is where Saskatoon, you could put a team.
Saskatoon.
Portland, Canada. Is there a Portland, Canada?
I don't know. Is there a Portland, Canada?
Portland, Ontario.
It's in Ontario. Yeah, that's Toronto. I mean, that's near Toronto.
Okay. And I'm just confused by Canada. I'm out.
Portland is, I believe, I don't know.
So should we jump to my football news or your football team?
Let's talk about yours.
9 years. 9 years. He did exactly what he came to do, and he said he was going to do in his first press conference, which was restore the University of Michigan football program. 9 years took him.
Yeah, and it didn't look pretty at times, but they went 40-3 the last 3 years. I saw somebody say that. I don't know if that's true or not.
His only losses was... No, it was better than that.
Well, they only lost playoff games the last 3 years.
Right. They only lost 2 playoff games all of the last 2 years.
Right. They didn't lose any regular season games the last 3 years.
Right.
So that's 36-0. And then I guess they won 2 playoff games. That's 38.
Head coaching record. Here we go. He ended 86-25.
Okay.
Overall. He went, the last 3 years was 12-2, 13-1, 12-0. So, yeah, we did lose 2 games 2 years ago. When did we lose to in 2001? Was that the year we lost to Iowa?
When did they lose 2 games?
21.
When did they lose the game last year?
The playoff game.
Oh, that's including the playoff game. Okay.
Yep. Schedule is always including the play. The record. Okay. College includes playoffs.
Gotcha.
The 2021 Michigan Wolverines schedule and the results.
They lost to Iowa?
We lost to Michigan State.
I don't remember that one. How'd you lose to Michigan State?
Kenneth Walker was on that team.
Decent reason.
Kenneth Walker literally won that game.
I vaguely remember that. I vaguely remember that.
Kenneth 23 Walker. Carries for 197 yards and 5 touchdowns.
Yeah, he was a 5 touchdowns. It's 199 yards for 5 touchdowns. Actually, sounds a little low, to be completely honest.
Yeah, guy, you suck.
What are we doing here, there, Ken?
Was that their only points? Was touchdowns by him? Andre Anthony, 93-yard catch and run, 7-0. Mooney, 10-0. Moody, 10-0. Walker touchdown. Moody field goal. Walker touchdown. Touchdown pass by JJ McCarthy. Field goal, Michigan. Touchdown pass, Michigan. Walker touchdown. Walker touchdown. Moody field goal. Walker touchdown. All right. So he decided to just not play against the run game that day.
I mean, obviously, this is a big loss.
Yeah, Hutch only had three tackles that whole game. One of them was a sack. And we had 2 picks. Oh, my God. I love looking at stupid shit like that. But, yeah, all of that. 2020, of course, doesn't really count.
Right.
He did go...
What was his worst season?
That year. 8-5, 2017.
17. That was year one.
No, 2005. 15 was year one. 10-3.
Doesn't feel that long.
2017, we were dog shit.
Okay.
That was the year we started off against Florida with a win. Beat Cincinnati, beat Air Force, beat Purdue, lost to Michigan State.
Well, he couldn't beat Michigan State or Ohio State the first.
And Penn State, we couldn't beat either at that time.
So,
that was the biggest knock going into after the COVID year.
Yeah.
The COVID year, you know, you gave him a pass, being that it was the COVID year and most of the guys weren't playing anyway. It's already basically official. It's just, at this point, paperwork that needs to be done, that he's already been, the next guy's already there. Just gonna promote more, give him the job. He did go 3-0 at the end of the season. It does seem like most guys are going to be staying. I'm kind of shocked Minter isn't getting more interviews pro level wise to be a defensive coordinator. Haven't really heard his name at all.
The defensive coordinator.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't heard his name mentioned much in other people's jobs.
But now that Harbaugh's moved on, you may start hearing his name. You may get his name somewhere.
He might take him with him.
He may take him with him, yes.
It needs a whole
staff. There is a team just a state away in Wisconsin looking for a defensive coordinator.
We can get into that in a little bit. I don't think...
You should be very happy of what the Eagles did today, because it leaves a lot of options.
I mean, I like Fangio. That would have been a good...
I'm just shocked it wasn't Wink Martindale.
Would like Wink Martindale. I would also not hate Jim Leonard.
We already know. Al Harris, baby. Get the coming home video, Cohen.
I don't know. That might be a little quick. I mean, there's a pretty good defensive coordinator available by the name of Bill Belichick. If he doesn't feel like taking a big-time job,
he's not going to be a defensive coordinator.
He will never be a defensive coordinator. The pipe dream is him and or Vrabes, but neither of them are taking defensive coordinator jobs.
Him and Saban are coming to New York anyway to help to coach the Giants. So it doesn't matter. One's going to coach the offense. One's going to coach the defense.
Yeah, great. They'll get rid of Daniel Jones so fast his head will spin if they walk in.
Yeah, so I've been getting home earlier.
Card will not work anymore.
So I told you my hours changed, right? So I got home today and I had the McAfee show on, and they were talking about Belichick. And they mentioned it's really interesting, because if you hire Belichick, and it wasn't McAfee, it was one of the other guys that does their stuff, right? One of the regular guys. I forgot what his name was. He like, if you hire Belichick, are you willing to hire Belichick for, let's just say, 5 years? Let's just say. Okay?
Right.
Are you willing to fire, let's say, 30 people for one guy for 5 years to then have to refine those 30 people? Because you're losing scouts, you're losing coaches, you're losing front office people. He's going to try and revamp the roster for the most part.
It depends on what the state of your franchise is.
Like, if he goes to Atlanta, is he going to be like, all right, you're all out, get lost?
Yeah, I think so. But that's a 7-win.
He goes to Atlanta, they can use a quarterback. He's trading for Mac Jones. First
that's
round pick
for
Mac Jones.
That won 7 games despite their coach. Now, I'm not saying they're uber talented, but they were able to string together 7 wins with, you know, they have a lot of offensive talent. We've talked about it. They find themselves a quarterback, and you know, it shouldn't be that hard. I mean, it's hard to find a quarterback, but.
I mean, he could just call New England. I guarantee they'll love to give up Mac Jones.
He also doesn't. He's the one that can't find the quarterback.
Well, he did. He just happened to be in the 6th round in 2000 and doesn't want to play for him.
Sure, but
can you imagine he calls Brady and be like, "Yo, let's do this. Let's run it back in Atlanta. No. You and me."
Nope.
Talk about a story. Not only do you kill a franchise, you come back and try and revive it.
I don't think Bill cares about winning anything without Brady. But I don't think that's his goal. I don't think he's going to coach until he wins one without Brady. But I also don't think he's going to be like...
You can't tell me it's not in his head where he hears, oh, look, Brady did it without Bill, but Bill can't do it without Brady. There's got to be a little nudge there. In that, as long as there's a competitive juice, that's got to be there.
I think it's a little bit there. But I also don't, like, I brought it up, but I don't think it's a thing that people say.
People have been saying it. I've heard people say, there's been other podcasts and other people talking about it. It's a narrative. It's a narrative. It's there.
But he gets so much credit already. I don't think anybody is like, it's not like McCarthy, right? It's not that level where it's like, we're not sure this guy is even an NFL coach without the quarterbacks he's had.
I mean, he's only won one championship. And he keeps losing in the first round in Dallas. Not only did he lose in the first round, he got blown out in the first round. And I love the stat going into the game on Saturday of Brett Favre couldn't beat the Cowboys in the postseason. Jordan Love already did that once. And then if he beat the Niners, one team that Rodgers could never be in the postseason would have been was the Niners.
It's right there. It was right there.
Come on. Rule number one, never throw across your body.
You're right, obviously, but he's been doing that for weeks now, and it's been working a lot.
It's a little different when you're going against the number one defense in the league, though.
Definitely different in the rain against the number one defense in the league.
Also, but you had so much room to throw it, just throw it away.
Also, you could have just ran. Like,
had the timeouts.
They had all the timeouts. They at least had two. They had used one already, I think. They came into the drive a little over a minute left, all three timeouts.
Yeah.
The other problem was, and I mean, I'm pretty sure I said this on a preview episode in fucking August, and it's the kicker stinks. The kicker they signed a kicker today.
I love how he had LaFleur had to retract his, had to explain the statement of him saying on the sideline, yeah, we have to pray every time he goes out there.
What are we talking about? That. He blamed that it was taken out of context and yada, yada, yada.
Taking out of context, you said we have to pray when we send the kicker out.
We have to. I don't care what context you're talking about. You said we have to pray. You used a draft pick on this kicker. And you have to pray when he kicks things.
You talk about praying. Do you not remember how bad Lawrence Tyne was in Green Bay in 2007?
I do.
And then he goes out for the longest of all the kicks is in overtime, and he's just running on the field like it's nothing. I'd rather take a knee.
He wasn't good the last few weeks, and it never got to the point where like he missed a kick that would have tied the game or would have won the game, right? It never came down to him. But the kicks he did miss led to eventual losses. He missed an extra point against the Broncos, which put them down, meant they were down by four. They got in the red zone twice and turned the ball over. That's not his fault. But if they're down by three, they kick a field goal one of those times. If they, the Giant game, I think he missed a kick in the Giant game that would have had them, I don't know, I guess in better position, would have had the Giants had to go down and score, essentially.
Right.
And then this one, he missed the fucking kick that would have at least made it a touchdown game instead of, a four-point game.
Now, I don't know how much of the rain played a factor in the game, but you could tell early on San Francisco was basically, running their first drives of the season back again.
Purdy was not good.
And I talked about it. I told you my coworkers are Niner fans. We talked about it last week going into the game, and we said, he's like, they destroyed the Cowboys. Cowboys offense sucked on the game. I'm like, the Cowboys put up like 40 points. They had to score 40. Like, the Packers had to score like 45 points so that the Cowboys had almost scored 40 also. Yeah, a bunch of it was garbage time, but still. It's still 40 points, whatever it was, 35, right. 38, whatever it was.
What
still.
People don't understand is you're not supposed to – they were up – I think it was 30 – it was 45-16 with 10 minutes left in the game. When you play prevent, the whole point is you're keeping them in bounds and you don't let them get big plays and you just tackle them. They scored 2 touchdowns in the last 10 minutes.
You literally put Sean Clifford in the game for one drive. And right. Then we're like, oh, wait a minute, we might want
to
lose Jordan Love.
You had to put all the starters back in. It just wasn't good. But again, they were right there. But I couldn't ask for more from this season.
I will tell you this. Take it from me. Be prepared for watching the worst contract in football history be handed out to your quarterback this season. They've already started talking about it. They already said they're going to make him one of the highest paid players in the league.
They did
the same thing for Daniel Jones last year. So don't expect your expectations to be good.
He's better than Daniel Jones.
Is he though?
Yes.
Daniel Jones would have at least ran the ball.
He would have, but Daniel
he would have ran that ball. He might have looked like a dumbass doing it, but he would have ran
probably
that ball.
Probably would have fumbled.
Would he have, or would he have gotten out of bounds?
I'm telling you, he's better than Daniel Jones. I'm 100% positive of that.
Doesn't matter anyway, because you still lost to Tommy DeVito. So
that's very true.
Think about it. You could have been a 6 seed, but you had to lose to Tommy DeVito.
Yeah, could have been a 6 seed.
Could have lost the week earlier by going to Detroit.
They already beat Detroit. I'm actually rooting for Detroit because I hate Niners. I can't do it.
So, did you see Jared Goff's career against the Lions, against the 49ers?
It's probably not great.
Never beat them.
Because, Shanahan beat them every time.
Has like a 20-something QBR.
Yeah.
But I said, I was like, all right, so this year is basically what the Niners were last year. They're on a run. Now they're going to go on the road for the NFC Championship game. Their hopes are high. If they lose, they're going to go back and they'll be fine. The Niners are at home.
Yeah. You said the Niners.
Oh, no. I said the Lions are like the Niners of last year.
Oh, okay.
Two home wins. Going on the road now.
Gotcha.
Nothing to lose. Win or lose, you basically won a Super Bowl this year. Your franchise won the Super Bowl. Now build on it. I'll tell you what. Detroit's a good spot for JJ. Go sit behind Goff for a couple of years. Maybe even just you.
JJ stinks.
JJ's going to Los Angeles.
Why would he
trade Herbert? Trading Herbert. Herbert to the Giants. You heard it here first. I'll tell you what. Sean McDermott's going to be my defensive coordinator by the end of the month.
You really want that to happen?
I would take anybody at this point because nobody's coaching my defense at this point.
I mean, you could figure out somebody better than him. That guy stinks.
Does he, though? We might be in luck because did you know nobody has won a playoff game after beating Josh Allen in the postseason?
What?
So, if you beat Josh Allen in the postseason, there's a curse.
Okay.
You have every quarterback that's beat him has lost the week after.
That's not true.
Yes, it is.
I don't think it is.
Josh Allen is 5-4 in the playoffs.
The Chiefs beat him like 3 times already.
Okay. Let's see. So he went in the first year, 2020.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go through the playoffs. 2020 NFL playoffs. They played in Houston and lost.
And lost. Okay. And then Deshaun went and they lost to Kansas City.
Correct.
The next week.
Correct. The following year. They went to the divisional round. They went to the championship game in 2001.
Okay.
2001 NFL playoffs.
They went to the championship game?
Yep. They lost to Kansas City. That was the, I think that was the overtime game.
I don't think.
Oh, no, it wasn't. That was the game with the big, like, last 2.5 minutes. Okay? But they lost to Kansas City. Kansas City then lost in the Super Bowl.
Right.
Okay. So let's see. 2022. Wild card game, they beat New England.
Beat the crap out of New England.
Right. 2022 was 2 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
They then lose to Kansas City again.
Right. Oh, and then Kansas City loses to Cincinnati. Shit. And then the year after, then last year, Burrow beat them.
Mm-hmm.
And then loses to him.
Kansas City.
Damn. That's very interesting. I thought for one, because the Chiefs beat them now 3 times.
Yeah.
But it was only, the Chiefs have only beat them twice, in which a game has happened afterwards. I figured one of them they would have had to, no. The Super Bowl and the, yeah. Okay. Very interesting. That doesn't change my pick. I still think the Chiefs are going to.
This is going to be interesting, though, because now it's the second game on the road.
The Ravens are good, though. The Ravens figured it out, too. Like,
well, the Ravens, again, looked like a team that didn't.
Yeah.
That had a couple weeks off.
They had to knock the rust off.
Did they play each other this year?
The Chiefs and the Ravens? I don't believe so.
Let's see here. Chiefs and the Ravens. Do they not want to show me Wikipedia? I get it. They have a roster. Chiefs and Ravens did not play each other this year.
Why not?
Because the Ravens finished second in the division last year.
Second. The Steelers won the division last year? No. The Bengals.
Sorry. Bengals won the division last year.
Oh, Lamar got hurt last year, right?
But correct. Lamar was kind of wobbly last year. So Michigan has a coach. Not worried about it. We're just hiring from within, which is fine.
You're hiring that guy.
We're just promoting.
Brandon Nimmo has been named MLB Network's #2 left fielder in baseball.
I thought you were about to say MLB The Show cover athlete.
No. It's pretty good.
Who's one? Wait, he was named what fielder? Center fielder?
Left.
Same guy we're going to move to left field?
Well, we're moving him to left, so they named him as a left fielder.
Yeah, Sherman Moore is most likely going to be the head coach of the Michigan Wolverines.
Okay.
It just makes the most sense. Unless you want to bring back Mike McDonald, who's now with the Ravens. He was there before Minter. They basically traded defensive coordinators a couple years ago.
Okay.
Well, no, Minter was like the defensive back coach. So, McDaniel went over there to coach the defense, and we took Minter to run our defense, to completely run our defense. So, let's see. In this past week, Patrick Waugh is the Allen coach, Jim Harbaugh is the Chargers coach, and you got your wish of firing your defensive coordinator.
I did.
We could have a loaf of bread coach that defense next season, and you'll be happy that it's not this guy anymore.
Well, this guy is just not, he's never, the fact that he was even hired in the first place makes no sense. He's never had a defense ranked top half of the league, I think, in points against. He was the defensive coordinator of the 0-16 Lions defense. And it very clearly just never worked. And the only reason they had any success recently, the last 4 games they played, the defense gets credit for how close they were in each of those games. We already talked about the Cowboy game. They actually gave up 32, 35 points, whatever it was.
It was more than they should have.
Yes. The Niner game, watch that game again. Purdy was off. The rain, rust, whatever.
Couldn't make a decision on the glove.
Yeah. He was not there. And then they beat Justin Fields, probably not even going to be the Bears quarterback next year. And
I don't know if you beat Justin Fields, though.
No. And they beat the when they beat the Vikings, it was they were on their third and fourth quarterbacks.
In fairness, this was the Bears' year, though, to beat the Packers. It was, Rodgers was gone.
The Bears don't have a year to beat the Packers. They don't have a year. I could go on about the Bears. Like, it is literally the best, probably the best free agent coach class in the history of the league. It's up there. Belichick, Harbaugh, Vrabel. That's three top-notch names, plus whatever coordinators and other guys that are usually there.
Right.
Right?
Looks like Kiffin is getting a second interview with somebody, by the way.
You decide to keep Matt Eberflus when you have two top 10 picks, I think. Yeah? Two top 10 picks. A lot of coaches... And probably another second or a first conditional first next year coming if you want. If you're going to trade Fields, you'll probably get that. And you don't even...
You should be able to get a two for Justin Fields.
At the very least a two. I said conditional one because you don't know.
You can get a two that can turn into a one. You can get a two that turns into a one.
I don't see any reason why you can't.
So looking at the latest Walter Football draft, Kleb 1, May 2,
mm-hmm.
Daniels 3 to New England, Harrison Jr. falls to the Cardinals. Brock Bowers to the Chargers.
Or if you're bringing in a coach and that guy likes Justin Fields, you're giving him Marvin Harrison Jr. if you want to. You keep that pick, you take him number one, and that's it. Let the chips fall where they may.
Chargers always been known for great tight ends. Going to draft another one.
They're drafting Brock Bowers. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Neighbors out of LSU to the Giants, the wideout. Joe Alt to the Titans.
That guy's going to be good, Joe Alt.
And it even says right here, they didn't replace Talon last year. And there you go. There's your now you're replacing him. Dallas Turner, outside linebacker from Alabama to the Falcons. He was very good in the Rose Bowl. I was very impressed by him, the way he moves. Here you go, giving Kleb or Fields a receiver at 9 and the kid from Washington, Ozun.
Okay.
The tackle from Penn State to the Jets. I'm not even going to try and pronounce that guy's name.
Yeah, I don't know.
Nate Wiggins, cornerback Clemson to the Vikings. Bo Nix, finally coming out of the college ranks.
38-year-old Bo Nix.
Excuse me, what about the guy going for his 9th season in college football?
I don't know why. I get it. It doesn't make any sense.
Denver taking Bo Nix, by the way. So, interesting, there was a rumor today. There's going to be rumored to be 3 to 4 teams with new jerseys next season.
Okay.
Hold on, it was a TikTok. So, the Broncos were one.
Okay.
The other one was Tennessee's apparently getting 4 new jerseys that are going to be completely different than what they've ever worn.
So, they're revamping everything, basically.
Except for the logo.
Okay.
And apparently they're going to bring back the Texans colors. Also, for one of them.
Oilers colors, you mean.
The Oilers colors.
Those colors are better. I don't disagree. The baby blue is better. I mean, it's the same kind of thing, but.
My problem is getting rid
of the dark blue that they have right now.
My problem with it is, where is this TikTok? The Broncos are apparently getting a new logo. Here we go. So Texans, they said around the NFL draft, logo stays the same, but they're going to reintroduce the Oilers colors.
Okay.
That'll be interesting to see. The other one was the Broncos. Apparently a rumor to get a whole new logo.
The Broncos?
Mm-hmm.
That's weird.
The other one was apparently the Lions are going to do an overhaul on their jerseys.
Doesn't seem necessary.
They do one every 5 years. It doesn't matter. Apparently, that's like the Nike rule. You got to keep whatever you have for 5 years. You could get like alternatives and stuff, but that's it.
They just start winning and now they're changing everything? What the fuck?
And the other two teams that could be rumored are the Titans, which again, they change every 3 years. It makes no sense.
You said the Titans before.
And Seattle was the other rumor.
Wait, I'm confused. Are the Titans changing their jerseys or are the Texans changing their jerseys?
The Texans are definitely changing it. The Titans might change it.
The Texans can't use the Oilers stuff, though. It's the Titans.
I don't know what that... They could use the colors.
I guess they could use the colors. They're not... They
can you imagine that? Can you imagine how screwed up the league would be if they play each other and they were both wearing those colors?
Doesn't make any sense. How do you feel about that? Color rush. About teams wearing jerseys that are technically part of their franchise history but not part of the city, like the Titans Hurricanes, wearing the Oilers. like the Titans wearing Oilers stuff, or like the Hurricanes.
In fairness, the Titans the first year in Tennessee wore the Oilers jerseys.
Right, but like the Hurricanes wear...
That's just stupid.
But don't they...
I don't think they deserve...
Hartford. Is it Hartford? Yeah, they've worn Hartford jerseys.
Yeah, and they wear, and they bring out a new concept of them every year.
Right. You think that's stupid. I agree.
I don't like that. But also, I like the Hartford jersey, so I'm like not anti it.
Hartford jerseys are great, but like... To me, stuff stays in cities. Like,
it depends on what happens. So, like, the Winnipeg Jets are not allowed to wear the old school 80s Winnipeg Jet logo.
Correct.
Because the Coyotes own the rights.
Right. The leading scorer in the history of the Arizona Coyotes is Timo Salonen.
Yeah. Never played for the
Arizona Coyotes. Which is stupid. Like, especially, like, when you do shit like the Ravens and the Winnipeg Jets where, like, the team leaves... But then you bring him back. No, I'm sorry, not the Ravens. I meant the Browns. The team leaves. And
I want to see the Ravens honor their history and wear Browns jerseys.
Right. I think they gave that back to the Browns, if I'm not mistaken.
So it's funny. I saw a TikTok on this recently. Cleveland never lost the rights to the Browns. When they moved to Baltimore, it was fresh slate. There was something that occurred that like...
There was a lawsuit or something.
It was a lawsuit or something that left all the history in Cleveland.
Right. But that's how it should be. The Winnipeg Jets should get the Winnipeg Jets stuff back. God knows the Coyotes could use the money. Buy it from them.
Well, the Coyotes don't even wear the Winnipeg stuff.
No. They just give it back to them or sell it back to them. Anything that happened before they came to Arizona doesn't
1996, count. I believe.
Sure. Let's go with that.
They already wear their 96 jerseys, which are great.
That's like the
weird is also logo, right? Interesting because the New York Giants will be 100 years next year. When we're talking about jerseys. There's been rumbles that since they have the 9 home games, you may see a different home jersey every game, one for each decade.
Are they allowed to do that?
Apparently, they talked to the league about it a couple of years ago.
Because I thought you're only allowed to wear like 2 or 3 alternate games or something like that.
I think that's what the rule is, but the league was like, "This is actually kind of a big deal."
I don't know why that's rule. You should be able to wear whatever the fuck you want, whenever the hell you want.
I mean, I want to be like Oregon and get to wear a different jersey every week.
100%. I mean,
fun fact, speaking of Oregon, did you know Johnny Manziel committed to Oregon?
No, I didn't.
He wanted to play with Chip Kelly, and he loved the jerseys. And then at the end of the day, he didn't want to leave his family.
Because I think Jim Kelly left right away.
I mean, he saw NCAA guys with briefcases and
right.
receipts from all the money that he gave to all the players for Marcus Mariota's flights from Hawaii to...
Which is that far?
No, he was... I think he was after... I think he was gone before Mariota. Who was there?
No, I think he was Mariota.
Who did Chip Kelly coach in Oregon? 2009, so yeah, he must have.
No.
99? Is there a long time? 2000.
He left in 2012. I think that was year one of Mariota. They got drafted in 2015, I think. Let's see. I'm looking at the 2012 Oregon team. No, Mariota was the backup.
But he was there.
Yeah, he was the backup. Kenyon Barner was the oh no, he was a starter. I'm sorry. He was the second leading rusher.
Oh,
Kenyon
yeah.
Barner was the starting
was
running
the
back.
Option.
Yes. Mariota was the starting quarterback.
The genius Chip Kelly went to Philly with the option offense and traded LeSean McCoy, the best player that he had on the team, for the option.
Correct.
Oh, that's a shame. Mike McCarthy's an offensive guy. I was going to say, if you wait another year and they fire him, then he could be your defensive coordinator.
Mike McCarthy is an offensive guy. So what
the offense was fine in Dallas.
That is true.
I'm intrigued to see. He deserves to get paid, Dak. But I'm intrigued to see the Jordan Love number. Because the way they talk is he's getting a lot more money than Daniel Jones.
I don't know how it's going to play out.
Do you guys have like a meeting or something?
We do have to have a meeting. All contracts.
You get to sit down with him? Do you get to have like a Zoom meeting with him? What are your thoughts on the direction of this franchise?
Send in my proxy. Next year was the 50-year option, but they gave him an extension to
last year.
This past year, they gave him an extension to make it a solidified 2-year deal. So he has a contract through this season. Now, the smart move would be to start working on that extension right away, which is probably exactly what they said.
They already said they were going to do it.
Yeah. So it'll get signed at some point in this offseason. And yeah, it's going to be a big number. It shouldn't be. You know, I don't think it'll be you're the next new highest paid player like every other quarterback contract. Just because it's only been 1 year, but it's very possible that it is.
Okay. I have a question for the NFC Championship game for you.
Okay.
Okay. You only get one of these teams. The all-time Niners team. Joe Montana, Frank Gore, Jerry Rice, Terrell Owens, George Kittle versus the old-time Lions team of Matt Stafford, Barry Sanders, Calvin Johnson, Herman Moore, and Charlie Sanders.
I got to go with the Niners.
So much better.
We were
having a conversation the other day at work about like all-time records and stuff, and it was like we were talking about like how the Giants have a better winning percentage in the Super Bowl than the Niners, like. That's the kind of shit we're giving our buddy at work. Like,
okay.
We've only lost one time. You guys have been there multiple times and lost multiple times. Right? So we were talking about all-time wins and losses. And, of course, the Giants have more. But it's only, like, 20 games. But it's also, like, 15-year difference in amount of years.
Sure.
And then it says, like, all-time numbers for Jerry. Like, all-time stat leaders for all the receiving receptions, receiving, and I'm just reading these numbers, and my boy's like, nobody's ever going to beat those numbers. I was like, the sad part about it is he played like 3 more years after that.
Right. And it wasn't a passing league. Like, this is a passing league, and they're still not beating those numbers.
Nobody's going to beat those. Calvin Johnson was the only person, and he agreed that if he kept playing, could have fought the numbers.
Yes. I have argued. My take is that Calvin Johnson might be the most physically gifted human to ever play in the NFL. His combination of size and speed is almost unmatched. But He didn't want to, you know, his body was beat to shit.
Barry Sanders said, this franchise isn't going anywhere. You might want to retire now. Do yourself a favor.
Yeah.
Go to the Hall of Fame. And, come on, they'll make movies about us. Leave us.
No, it's actually pretty even. Because Sanders, like, you look at the early 90s Lions, they had some success.
Right.
I think they won. They went to a championship game, I think. Might have been the Giants.
No,
it was the year after. It was 91, I think. They went to the championship game, I think, in 91.
We beat the...
So whoever...
Redskins. Redskins in 86, and we went to San Francisco and beat the Niners in 90.
Okay, so 91, the Redskins, I might have beat them in the championship game or divisional round to eventually go play the Bills in the Super Bowl. So, like... Then with Sanders, they had some success. Same thing with Calvin. They didn't win any playoff games, but they
lost after they made a couple times. It was the 91-92 season. So January of 92, they lost to
Washington
41-10.
Yeah. And then 92, I guess, because that was, they kept saying that was the last time they had a home playoff game.
92-93, they didn't play in the playoffs. So.
No?
So that was the last year they had a playoff.
That was the last year.
The year before. They beat Dallas 38-6.
In 91.
91.
Wow.
They beat. Right. They had a bye.
So a bye, beat Dallas, and then lose to Washington in the championship game.
Dallas went to Soldier Field and won the week before. The Houston Oilers also beat the Jets.
Probably their first playoff run, that team.
Who?
That Dallas team.
I don't remember them being in it the year before.
I don't think they were.
They were not.
Troy in 89, and they stunk. And then...
year before was the Giants with a 2, San Francisco was 1. Right. And Washington and Philly also made it. New Orleans was in the playoffs that year, too. Yeah, because 92-93 wasn't... That was a Dallas Super Bowl run.
That was the first one. 92, 93, 94, 95, 96.
They were the 2 seed. They beat Philly at home, and then they beat San Francisco on the road.
Finally, yes. It was San Francisco and Dallas the whole time. And then the Packers.
Right, and then the following year, Dallas was the 1, San Francisco was the 2. The Giants beat Minnesota at home 17-10, and then got blown out by San Francisco the following week. And then Dallas beat them. That was also a year Dallas beat Green Bay. That was also the start of
Favre's. That was Favre's first one.
Right. Because now after that, now Favre's in the playoffs. So here was the last time the Lions were in the... Yeah, the Lions then were in the playoffs the following year and lost to Packers in Green Bay.
Got it.
Who then went to Dallas and lost. So who did Favre beat on his Super Bowl run?
He
lost to Dallas again. They beat... The following year, they lost to Atlanta. They beat Atlanta, beat San Francisco, lost to Dallas. Was it 90? Okay, so here you go. They were the 1 seed. So they had the bye. They beat San Francisco at home. And then they beat Carolina at home in the NFC Championship
game. 96.
Yeah, 96-97.
Okay.
Because Carolina was the 2 seed who beat the 3 seed Dallas in Carolina.
Yes, that was the end of the Cowboy run. They lost to the Panthers.
And they haven't been...
Correct.
And just like the,
and then.
Well, wait, is your dad still on? Is he still watching? No, it doesn't look like it. Oh, that's a shame. I was gonna let him know that not only do the Lions now make the NFC Championship in this century, the Lions also went 0-16 in this century, and the Cowboys are yet to go to an NFC Championship game. Just saying.
I don't know.
I'm just saying.
How the next one went is the question. They beat Tampa Bay, and then they beat San Francisco in the 97-98 championship game, and then they lost to Denver in the Super Bowl.
Did they beat
San Francisco?
Michigan posted a tribute video.
Okay.
I'm going to watch that on there.
Great.
I'm going to go cry myself to sleep. With that being said, championship weekend is here. I'm gonna go Niners. The
logo colors.
Ravens.
Me too.
I feel like the Niners have a chance of payback of their last two Super Bowl losses.
Yeah, either one of them.
No, it doesn't matter who they play. My buddy said, I don't care who we play. I need to beat one of them.
So.
And he goes, next year I want to beat the other one. Whoever I beat this year, I want to beat the other one.
We can't have any Harbaugh Bowls anymore in the Super Bowl. But we can get them in AFC Championship game.
We're going to have many years of AFC Championship. Ravens, Charger, NFC Championship.
All right.
Who are the Chargers playing next year?
I mean, they have a top five pick, so they're going to play in everybody's last place teams.
Chargers opponents for next season include at Pittsburgh, at Atlanta, at Carolina, at Cleveland, at Denver, at KC, at the Raiders. They're hosting Denver, KC, Vegas, hosting Baltimore next year.
Oh, lovely.
Hosting Cincinnati, New Orleans, Tampa, Arizona, Tennessee, and New England.
It's going to take a few years, obviously, to get things settled. They have a lot more problems than just a coach.
Did they, though?
I think they did. Like, they have to.
They were on the. Herbert's like that. By the way, Herbert's on that Eli path of a 500 career.
Well, Herbert's very good, but it's like. I keep seeing.
It's going to be interesting to see Eckler.
What's the thing? Like, they got they got to cut Keenan Allen, and it's not because he's bad, it's just because money wise, Eckler, like the team is kind of aging around them. So, and you know, Herbert's fucking 20. Herbert was young when he came in, I think. He's like,
and he's still got 20. He's got his contract, so, right, so you don't have to pay him
there. So, it's just figure it out, you know. They could, I mean, I look back at those Colts teams with like. Fucking Arians and Luck. That team won 10 games purely on Luck's back. I think with Harbaugh and Herbert, that can be a 9-win team like that. But to be a real contender, it's going to take a little bit.
So next year, money wise, you got Mac, who's making 38 against the cap. He's got Bosa's 36, Allen 34, Mike Williams is 32.
There's a lot of cutting to do there.
Those four guys are all over 30. Everybody else is under 20. So you're going to look at those four guys and say, all right, who can we
keep? It hasn't worked with Bosa. Mac is just old. There's nothing against him.
Bosa's dying to get out of there. He wants to be in San Francisco so badly.
But they can't afford him either.
He'll play for free.
If they can't find a spot for him, they just traded for Chase Young.
Yeah, but he's a free agent. So you can let him walk. Let him go get paid somewhere, and you can bring in Bosa for free. You also now have to start talking.
He's got to stay healthy. He can't stay healthy.
You also have to start talking Brock Purdy contract now. Because remember, he doesn't have an option.
So it's.
He's only got another year.
Is it three? I don't know. Isn't it? It might be less years.
He's got two more years. He's got 2 years left.
He's got 2 years left into this. So. He's got time.
This may be the year, though. He goes, hey, so. If he wins a ring, you got to talk to him about his contract.
I don't know.
You got to at least promise him a couple extra years. Well, tell him he's going to make the same amount of money, though. But he's got
that's how the trouble starts when you got to pay your quarterback something. Now they can't keep
Capri. That sounds like it's their problem. That sounds like a Niner problem.
It really does. Really, just too bad.
With that being said, we will talk to you guys soon.